This is the second part of Module 1, Unit 1 of the Spanish Head Start for Latin America. Be sure you have read the notes on the conversation before going on. Let's review the conversation for this unit. Repeat each line during the pause. Speak loudly and clearly. Let's begin.
Buenos días, mi teniente. Yo soy el sargento Bob Miller.
Buenos días, sargento. ¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien.
Mi teniente, le presento a mi esposa Gloria.
Mucho gusto, señora de Miller.
Encantada, teniente.
In the conversation, Sergeant Miller introduced his wife to the Latin American lieutenant. Listen.
Mi teniente, le presento a mi esposa Gloria. Presento
means I introduce. You should note that in Spanish, the words for I, you, and we are often omitted. The verb endings tell us who is doing the action. Listen and repeat.
Mi teniente, le presento a mi esposa Gloria. Mi teniente, le presento a mi esposa Gloria.
If Gloria had been the one introducing her husband, she would have used
a mi esposo
or
a mi marido,
which mean my husband. Repeat.
A mi esposo. A mi esposo. A mi marido. A mi marido. Le presento a mi esposo Bob. Le presento a mi esposo Bob. Le presento a mi marido Bob. Le presento a mi marido Bob.
Exercise 6. Now you are going to make some introductions. In the sentence,
le presento a mi esposa Gloria.
Substitute the cues given. For example, if you hear
a mi esposo Robert,
say
le presento a mi esposo Robert.
Then you will hear the correct response.
A mi esposo Robert. Le presento a mi esposo Robert. A mi marido. Le presento a mi marido.
A mi esposa Ellen. Le presento a mi esposa Ellen. A la señora de Whitney. Le presento a la señora de Whitney. A Pedro. Le presento a Pedro. A María. Le presento a María. A mi amigo. Le presento a mi amigo. A mi amigo Tomás. Le presento a mi amigo Tomás. A mi amiga Ana. Le presento a mi amiga Ana.
Notice that when you are introducing someone, the word
a
is always used. However, it is not translated into English. When introducing someone with a title like...
El Sargento Brown.
The...
A.
And...
El.
Become the contraction...
Al.
For example...
Le presento al Sargento Brown.
Listen again.
Le presento al Sargento Brown.
Repeat.
Le presento al Sargento Brown. Le presento al Sargento Brown.
Exercise 7. Listen and repeat the following sentences.
Le presento al Sargento Pérez. Le presento al señor Lugo. Le presento al doctor Martínez. Le presento al capitán López. Le presento al soldado Tapia. Le presento al especialista Benson.
When the word
a
is followed by the word
la,
there is no contraction. Listen.
Le presento a la señora de Pérez.
Repeat.
Le presento a la señora de Pérez. Le presento a la señora de Pérez.
Exercise 8. Listen and repeat the following sentences.
Le presento a la teniente Romero. Le presento al doctor Pineda. Le presento a la señora de Torres. Le presento a la capitana Monroe. Le presento al general López. Le presento a la señora de González.
Exercise 9. Now, you are going to introduce the following men and women to a major. If you hear...
El Cabo García.
For example, say...
Mi mayor le presento al Cabo García.
And if you hear...
La señora de Tapia.
Say...
Mi mayor le presento a la señora de Tapia.
You will then hear the correct response.
El doctor Crespo. Mi mayor le presento al doctor Crespo. La sargento Reyes. Mi mayor le presento a la sargento Reyes. La señora de Torres. Mi mayor le presento a la señora de Torres. El capitán Domínguez. Mi mayor le presento al capitán Domínguez. El profesor Juan Gamboa. Mi mayor le presento al profesor Juan Gamboa. El soldado Zamora. Mi mayor le presento al soldado Zamora. La capitana Juárez. Mi mayor le presento a la capitana Juárez.
Exercise 10. Say the following English sentences in Spanish. I am Sergeant Wilson.
Yo soy el Sargento Wilson.
Lieutenant, may I introduce my wife Ellen to you?
Mi teniente, le presento a mi esposa Ellen.
Major, may I introduce Pedro to you?
Mi mayor, le presento a Pedro.
Mr. Amaya, may I introduce Mrs. Lopez to you?
Señora Maya, le presento a la señora de López.
Captain, may I introduce Mr. Torres to you?
Mi capitán, le presento al señor Torres.
When you are introduced to someone, or when someone is introduced to you, you may say,
Mucho gusto.
Glad to meet you. Or you may add the person's title with or without the name. For instance,
Mucho gusto, señor.
Or,
Mucho gusto, señor Pérez.
A woman could also reply with,
Encantada.
I'm delighted. You could also say your full name and add either of the following expressions.
Para servirle.
Or,
A sus órdenes.
Both of which mean, at your service. For example,
Bob Miller para servirle.
Or,
Bob Miller a sus órdenes.
Exercise 11. Listen and repeat the following expressions.
Mucho gusto. Mucho gusto, señor. Mucho gusto, señor Pérez. Mucho gusto, señora de Zamora. Encantada.
Bob Miller para servirle. Bob Miller a sus órdenes.
Exercise 12. Say the following English sentences and phrases in Spanish. Good morning, Private Vargas.
Buenos días, Soldado Vargas.
I am Specialist Benson.
Yo soy el especialista Benson.
How are you, Mr. Reyes?
¿Cómo está usted, señor Reyes?
How are you all?
¿Cómo están ustedes?
Fine, thank you.
Muy bien, gracias.
At your service.
A sus órdenes.
Or...
Para servirle.
May I introduce my friend Virginia to you?
Le presento a mi amiga Virginia.
May I introduce Sergeant Tapia to you?
Le presento al Sargento Tapia.
Glad to meet you, Mrs. Gamboa.
Mucho gusto, señora de Gamboa.
Spanish, like many other languages, has a polite or formal form of address and a familiar or an informal form. The polite form, either
usted
or
ustedes,
is used when you have just met someone or don't know the person or persons very well. The familiar form is used among family and friends. In this course, you will learn and practice the polite form. However, each unit of this course will include a conversation in which the familiar form is used, so that you can get used to hearing the differences between the forms. It should be noted, though, that it's impolite to use the familiar form until a Latin American uses it first. Exercise 13. Here is a conversation in which the familiar form of address is used. Remember that it would be impolite to use the familiar form unless a Latin American uses it first.
Hola, Ricardo. ¿Cómo estás?
Ahí pasándola, Jorge. ¿Y tú?
Regular.
Jorge, te presento a mi amiga Virginia López.
Mucho gusto, Virginia.
Mucho gusto, Jorge.
This completes Module 1, Unit 1. You are now ready to take the self-evaluation quiz for this unit. If you have any trouble with the quiz, review Module 1, Unit 1 again.